Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Plus $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.
Looking at myself.
Oh, let's see.
Because we're all late. Where is your lay, Daddy?
My leg.
Your leg.
I didn't get a lay. I didn't get laid tonight at all. Shit.
Okay.
I laid myself.
Sometimes you gotta do what you gotta do.
Story of my life.
Talk. This is your host, Alan, and boy, did we just get back from the Christmas party. How goes it?
Woo!
Hawaiian. We did the inverse. We did July for Christmas, okay?
Yeah.
It was cool. I got to go get my Christmas present.
Had barbecue.
Yeah, we do need to see what you pulled from Dirty Santa.
Yeah.
Mine's in the car. It's a cool tapestry.
We all got something pretty cool. I got a gift I knew that Danny would love, so I giving it to Danny.
So nice of him.
I gave him, is it here with us? I think it's, we didn't bring any of our gifts here.
We'll call it.
But I got a little Skull decanter, a little clear Skull for decanning alcohol.
Yeah.
Or water.
You could, I don't know.
Whatever kind of liquid you would like. It could be strychnine.
Oh, really? I don't like Skulls or alcohol.
Oh, we all know that to be very true.
One, two, three, four. I counted four just in the camera
just
view.
Just looking around. He didn't even turn his head.
Four.
Anyway.
Yeah. Well, boys, it's been, what, 2 weeks.
It's been, been a little while since we've done
this. We took a little Christmas vacation.
Yeah, some would say a month of Sundays we had sickness, okay? We're still a little sniffly.
Yeah, we all died.
Are we?
Yeah, we're making it.
We sound okay out there?
Yeah. Well, I remember there was the first week, I think I was the one that was sick. And I think I made you sick the next week.
Thank you, John.
And then I think Webb probably now, got it then, too.
Finally, this week.
We're getting our immunity up.
Kind of getting around, you know. It's,
we got to get ready for Porch Fest.
It's wintertime. We got
to
get there.
2 weeks to slow the curve.
Yeah. Oh.
2 weeks.
Please, would you wear a mask, huh?
We're not going to spread this.
Yeah. So, yeah, we slowed the curve with 2 weeks.
Everybody, instead of having a drink with us, put a mask on in your home. Watch it in your car alone, okay? You don't want to get sick through the wires here. You know, the wires. What about the drones, huh?
Dude, yes.
All around.
They were coming in from everywhere. There were some here in Columbus. There were some here in New Jersey. I want to say they were spying on us.
Spy, that's your recantation.
No, well, I'll tell you what I really want to say. And I'm going to quote the famous ancient alien astronaut theorist. It's not aliens, but it's aliens.
It's aliens. Okay. Like Independence Day aliens or like Mars Attacks aliens?
Let's go Mars Attacks. I think they'd be cooler.
Ike.
With the brain, you know?
Yeah. That's the ones.
I'm gonna say I have two takes on this.
All right.
Two parts. The images, the blurred images that you have seen probably of ovals.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably an iPhone and it took a picture of a star and it's just distorted.
Yeah.
So like the weird shape, not so much. Like everything that you heard, like with like New Jersey, especially in that area.
Yeah.
Like, it was SUV size, like...
So like a single alien module?
No. But, you know, there was a viral video that went around, and this is a guy who designs, like, drones per, like, military use. Not civilian use, right?
Yeah.
And, like, he had seen some of the videos, and he was looking into it, and, like, seeing the way that they flew and the way that they were interacting with the environment. And he thought that it wasn't nefarious, but he took it back to Reagan. And back in that time, there were an X amount of nukes that were created and known about on this world. During that time, 6 went missing. And 6 are still unaccounted for, and like that's almost been 40 years now. And so, like, I hear that there is intel, whether you want to say conspiracy or whatever, we're having a little fun here, is that those drones were sniffing because intel was caught about the possibility of it being delivered and being in the Northeast New England area of the United States.
Ah.
Well.
What do you make of them apples, huh?
That's just, you know, the unaccounted for means sold to somebody that they didn't want the U.S. people to know about.
Didn't want you to know. Yep, that's it.
I believe it takes a certain type of person. Okay, you have things of that nature, whether it be... maybe what you would say happened in 2020 to where it might be biological warfare. Possibly. I got laid tonight, okay? Take it easy.
Yeah.
And you're coming up with something more nuclear, more nefarious, perhaps.
So what do you think? They're like viewing our nuclear silos or?
I think I don't know who is representing. You would assume, but if you take it back a couple of years with those hot air balloons,
I think it's Chinese.
The airspace, they didn't take them down, and they were able to fly over the entire continental.
Yeah.
And now you have these drones in specific areas.
Yeah.
Of the country, scanning, low flying.
Yeah.
Looking. What are we to make of this? Have a little fun. Because maybe it's the end of the world as we know it. Maybe we're coming into something new. I hear that just the way that music and everything is going to go, 2025, if 2024 wasn't representative of it enough, it's going to be pop girl for the year. I think we're going to see more, like you have Sabrina Carpenter coming front stage.
She's doing it up.
Like, and just think about... okay, and that is mass media on a grand scale, John, on like the music market level.
So they're coming with JoJo Siwa's everywhere.
Everywhere. Just dropping them in. Just like
drop bloop, them.
Bloop, bloop. Sprinkling a little.
Like we got some K-pop coming in. We got them Blackpink are all spreading out.
Yeah.
Just all that kind
of
stuff.
You know? But then we have to think, and so like, and a lot of people are having a lot of fun with this. It's like, you get what you voted for, and these are liberal people saying you voted for Trump. He's not even in office yet. And, like, kind of things have been a little crazy since.
Yeah. It's like everything.
But, like, it's kind of, you're in that real lame duck period to where, like, there's really nobody to blame. Like, you're kind of in, like, a stalemate transfer of power kind of thing.
Yeah.
He did some pardons. Mm-hmm. He pardoned some people.
But you got people that are there trying to do something, but then you got people that ain't trying to do nothing yet, and they're just kind of like, you know what? Nah, fuck it.
Yeah.
It's kind of clustered. You know, it's kind of like,
you're in a weird season.
We're at that point. It's like, you know what? We're out, and they're in, so do we really need to do what we need to do?
Yeah, or, are we doing anything?
Or are they going to do anything until then? They're like, you know, we're not in yet, so, you know.
And just to go back to, like, the UFO or, like, the drones or whatever you want to say, is, like, name a better time to do this, really.
Yeah.
To where,
right,
like,
after election. Why not?
Let's do like, it. Does anybody really care what's going on right now? Everybody is lapidazical. You're coming out of Christmas. You're going into the new year. Nobody's really doing anything, are they?
No, everybody's relaxing, having fun, doing what they need to do, working if they have to.
Seems like a time for something to come out and mess it all up, don't you think?
Yeah. And I love to hear it, John. You wouldn't be able to fly those drones.
No.
In the South.
Oh, fuck no, man.
They're here.
They ain't gonna shoot them out of the sky, are they?
Oh, they're around.
I've been waiting on them aliens to come. They say. What have they been waiting on?
We already had the Chinese satellites breaking through the atmosphere here in Columbus, which was wild.
That was pretty crazy.
I mean, it was a spectacle to see. I was like, oh, sweet. It was kind of cool. You know, everybody thought it was Skynet, but no. It was glitching the matrix.
It's definitely, see that.
I mean, they said if you made a wish, though, that Temu gave you 90% off of your order.
Hell yes, dude.
It's pretty cool.
I don't understand how they do that shit. They're talking about 100% off if you buy something. How in the fuck is something 100% off?
I don't know. I got a whole damn backyard full of shit for 10 cents. That was weird.
That's cool.
Yeah. It was better than Santa Claus.
They didn't even have to pay shipping.
Speaking of, like, flying around the whole continental U.S. and shit, how's Santa Claus? I got two fucking chimneys, and the motherfucker didn't even see me. What the hell? What y'all
did you watch Red One?
I did. It was actually pretty damn good.
Not a bad Christmas film.
I was very surprised. It was kind of like Fast and the Furious meets fucking...
Jack Santa?
Something like that, yeah. It was pretty damn good. Right, I was like, so, it had its moments.
You know anything about Red One? Nope. I won't spoil anything.
No, you can't. It's fine. I recommend watching it.
Yeah, watch it. It's pretty damn good.
So it has The Rock.
I did almost watch
it. It has Chris Evans.
Yeah.
Okay.
That older guy that played Santa, and me and Cole was talking about this, to like name a movie or a show he's in that's bad. You can't. What's his name?
He played Santa. Isn't he the dude from the Farmers commercials?
Yes. Yeah, that's the same
guy.
That's
the Farmers guy. Yeah.
Okay. We know a thing or two because we've seen a thing or two.
Yeah.
That's
that
him.
Guy. That, you know
yeah.
the guy.
Yeah, I know the guy he's
speaking of. Like, name something that he's not good in.
Right. He's been good in everything.
You had Krampus, yeah. And, like, they dabbled into, like...
Oh, Krampus is in it. Yeah. It's great.
They had a little...
Yeah.
They dabbled in, like, the mythological.
It was very well thought out movie. I was like, wow. I was like, this is... And when I watched it, I was kind of skeptical when I started it. But then I got to watch it. I was like, damn. I was like, they really dug into this. Right. And I was just like, this is good.
When it started getting good and I knew they were going to do a job was when he stepped through that imaginary door in the toy store.
Yeah.
And he was like don't get a Hot Wheel that's too...
Yeah,
much.
Yeah, he's like, get something that's realistic, you know.
A Corvette.
Got a damn Corvette.
And you know, The Rock is like a part of like Senna's crew, and he has this. He's got this device.
Yeah.
And he makes it alter the reality.
Yeah. Okay. It's awesome. I was like, okay, this is a pretty damn good ass movie. So
all right,
I will give
first Christmas movie ever to kind of display how Santa can go to every house.
Like, this was like
every night.
This makes complete sense why this happens, and I will give this movie probably at least an 8.9. It was a Christmas movie to get an 8.9. That's pretty damn
good. He really liked that Krampus. He wanted to play that slap game with Krampus, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
That's what he wanted to do.
Got to watch that. That's some good shit.
Watch it.
Yeah.
I'm not even
that. Which streaming service is it on?
We watched it. I watched it on Amazon.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime.
I don't have that one.
Yeah. It'll be out by next year.
I watched the new Gladiator. Gladiator 2.
Did you? How was that?
Y'all remember this? You remember this?
Yeah.
Oh.
Damn, huh? Watch it for yourself, though. Okay. No spoilers.
Right.
They should have left it alone. Thank you.
I figured that from the beginning, but okay.
But what did we say about The Crow, the new Crow? You watched the new Crow?
Mm-mm.
You did?
Yeah.
The first one that we could say that wasn't cursed, it wasn't good.
It wasn't good until the end.
It wasn't bad.
You had to wait 45 minutes for it to finally make something. And it was like, oh, okay, now it's all right.
It's on Max, right?
I think it is. Yeah.
It's on Amazon, too, if you want to check it out there. Thank you, Amazon, for the money, okay? I don't know. Like, everybody, we haven't seen it yet. We should plan to go see it. New Year's Eve, huh? Nosferatu. Is it in town?
Yes,
yeah. I almost said yesterday, let's go watch that shit.
That's apparently one of the tops. I think it's beating Terrifier 3, which is wild, but you know.
Hate to leave Cobb out of it so we won't do too much lore.
We'll hook that up next week.
Like the movie, the first time it was 1946.
1920.
Yeah, 1920.
Okay.
1920.
You know, you were just there yesterday, okay?
Silent. Yeah. It was a silent film.
100 years ago. Yeah,
black and white silent film. With the whole. So that's the whole.
Yeah.
Nosferatu, Count Orlok.
Mm-hmm.
Of all that.
So you'll be able to check that out. We'll have a review for you next week, huh?
I got the Count Orlok Funko Pop, by the way. So.
No, nice. I swear, man, if you come across a Jerry that's... like reasonably priced.
Yeah, I'll see. I mean, like I said, I've never seen one just pop up in my flow. So
might get me obsessed with Funko Pops.
Hey, they're wild. There's something. I mean,
we're all gonna be Funko heads.
Honestly, get into it. It's like you realize they're like big people get into this shit because there's some shit. It's fucking expensive.
Oh, so this is not like a kid's toy.
Oh, it's... It says on the box, this is not a toy.
Probably legally have to say
not.
That.
It's not a toy. It's a collectible. And the crazy thing about it, like, the box has over 50% of the value. If the box is fucked up, the Funko Pop is only worth half
what it
would be worth.
That's crazy.
It is wild. Yeah.
So it's
that's,
not...
That's for a later time.
It's not a... You can't just have it, like, sitting out.
You can't. Like, there's a lot of outer box, like, collectors, but...
Yeah.
But the box is the big thing. I mean, just look at them there. I mean, the box is cold as shit.
I'll tell you this, just advertisement here for Porch Fest. Comes up April 11th and 12th. Thank you very much. Hope you come.
Friday and Saturday. I'm going to be there.
And be here before you know it.
But Mike Rainey, comedian from Philly, know, Dad, me, Little Stinkers, he's coming back.
He's coming back.
Everybody, hey, Mike, how you doing, baby? The Rain Train.
Drew and all those guys coming back too?
Drew, Durag and Dirtag, that's real. Maybe more. We have to get it funded, right? We got to raise some moolah.
We got to get
that money.
We got to raise some money.
I have a GoFundMe coming up.
We'll see if we can put our name on it, like the company I work for.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they might sponsor it. Come on.
Yeah, a little sponsorship. But what I wanted to share with you is, like, your interest when it comes to band.
Yeah.
And even, like, some of the things that you're into. Like, I wanted to have time last year when they came, but, man, I wanted Mike to come over here and, like, just check. I wanted to do a podcast out of here with the guys. Because, like, I think they would all, like, really be in, like...
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a room.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Like it's same interest.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
You know what I mean? Like they're into that too.
Yeah. I've always been like one of the, like I know they're more up north. They're northern. And I've always felt like I did not belong in the South. I didn't feel that I talked Southern. I never felt that I was into anything that was Southern. I never felt that I was Southern at all. But I felt like I was always a northerner in the South. That's what I've always felt. So, I get that. I get that completely. I mean, yeah. Y'all could probably attest for that, too, to be honest with you.
I ain't never met another one like him, okay?
Yeah, there we go. Not down here.
Yeah. Our web, and we're glad we have him. And we ain't going to let him leave. We ain't going to let the North have him. Huh?
Here we are.
What are you thinking, like? Okay, let's pose it like this. 2025, have y'all started looking? Have y'all started?
I have definitely started at least.
Have y'all started like
sharded? Already, I've started.
I started this evening. I thought I almost
Thank you very much, yes. Have y'all started looking at shows, whether it be like... maybe a band or a comedian or somebody that you might would like to see, huh?
This is the time of year that they're announcing all that shit. All the festivals have announced all their lineups. All the bands have announced their tours. It's one afternoon. It's like so many you can't even keep up with. You're like, oh, shit. You're like, I'm broke. You know, I mean, that's basically what it is.
I've seen so many bands now. That I'm more into seeing venues.
Yeah. I'd rather go see something I haven't seen yet.
Because I feel that way too. It's like when I think about a show now, it's like I'm planning an artist that I maybe have seen, but I was like, it might be really cool to see them at Red Rocks.
Here. This place.
Red Rocks or
like I love the Orion in Huntsville.
Oh, I was just there. I was just there. I
love that venue, man. So I check their lineup to see who's playing.
You look at the venues to see what they got going on. Yeah. I'm the same with the Tabernacle. Like Atlanta's Tabernacle is like that's my church right there. That thing is awesome. That's probably my favorite venue across the board.
Do tell more the Tabernacle.
I mean, it's an old church. And it's basically what it is. I mean, it's just if you've never been to the Tabernacle in Atlanta. You're missing because it doesn't matter where you're at. You can hear part. I mean, they still have the organ.
Yeah, that's cool.
Everything is right there. It's huge. I mean, it's crazy. And you have like three tiers of levels, and then all at the very top. I've sat all the way at the damn top before and been
just
happy.
as happy.
And like, what kind of as far as genre is there?
The last one I saw there was a Perfect Circle.
Oh, okay.
They have all kinds of stuff. I mean, Deftones played there. 311's played there.
Very cool thing.
There's a lot. I mean, it goes, all genres, too. So, yeah.
There you go. The Tabernacle.
Tabernacle is definitely my top. That's my favorite place to go. Anytime if a favorite band comes to the Tabernacle, I'm like, I'm going to try to make it to fucking Atlanta.
Yeah.
That's basically where it is, too.
They call the Orion the Red Rocks of the South.
Yeah, for the most part.
I can see that.
Yep.
I just saw Drive By Truckers there and like.
Oh man, I bet that was fucking awesome. Oh,
yeah. It was great.
Why'd you tell somebody, bro?
It was their first date.
Oh, look how gay you are.
Couldn't do that.
Yeah.
We I would have been fun on your first date.
He'd have been your
I could have been y'all's driver, man.
He'd have been Uber, I'm right here.
Thankful for you, I didn't need a driver because I still had the breathalyzer device in my truck.
Oh, well, you were your own driver.
Yeah, I didn't have to worry about anything. Oh, you can stay, you can crash here. No, I don't think I will.
No.
Okay. I got problems. Thank you very much.
So, I'm sorry, we got to go back to this Drive-By Truckers. What all did they play? Like, give me a quick overview.
I'm sure they played all the
Okay, so, they definitely did.
Always.
I was so happy to see them, dude. Huntsville, so not very far from where Patterson Hood and Matt Cooley are from, right?
Yeah.
And Matt Patton is still playing bass, Smiling Matt. Mm-hmm. You know, he's got a dial back over in Water Valley, the studio over there. But, Whiskey Over Whiskey Without Women. Mm. Patterson Hood was doing all his good like story songs, and he was telling the stories between the sets. True drive-by.
Like a whole experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
And,
I bet.
You know, Mike Cooley was playing all those fun Cooley songs,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And Patterson was like telling his like they almost were like war stories, you know, like the way he tells the story.
Yeah.
You know, it's
it's probably been close to 15 years since I've seen
Drive-By Truckers rule,
dude. I know. I mean, even 15 years ago, they were fucking amazing.
Yeah.
You know? Oh, yeah.
I am a fan.
Yeah, if you've never seen them, check them out. Yeah,
definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely one of those ones that's kind of like that came up before you knew it, but had been up there for a while, but yet not super into the, you know.
No, they've never been real.
Yeah, never been like super high end.
You're right.
But they're, yeah.
They
should be.
They have like the craziest like reputation to me.
Yeah.
It's like, it's hard to talk to somebody and like somebody be like,
yeah,
I've heard of that.
Yeah. You're not going to be like, oh, I love them. You know, but
like, yeah. Most people are like vaguely kind of familiar.
Yeah, I know them.
Yeah, I know them. But yet.
But every now and then you'll come across somebody be like, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
I know.
I've seen it.
I know.
I mean, they do it up.
You know, originally, like, truly, like, college started in Oxford.
Yeah.
It was Blue Mountain. Do you remember? And they would migrate to Athens, Georgia. That's really where they took off in Athens. Mm-hmm. Say what you like about their Bulldog program, okay?
But when
it comes to Athens, you have to think about REM.
And widespread, man.
Widespread, even.
Yeah.
And so Blue Mountain at that time. By the way, if you've ever been to the great music venue Blue Canoe in Tupelo, mm-hmm. was inspired by a lyric from a Blue Mountain song.
Yeah.
And there you go. But they were all touring and doing a whole lot of shaking, and like that was the big drive of like what you would say Drive-By Truckers is Southern rock, very indie Southern like. I mean, so golly, like it's hard to categorize them, but they're a little bit tough.
Yeah, it's rough, man. I like it.
Yeah, they're rock, they're country, they're folk, they're
yeah.
They have a little bit of everything in them, but it appeals to a lot of people.
King Gizzard and the Lizard.
What's up? Yeah,
yeah. For sure. I mean, if you haven't heard them, then you're like, okay. Even if you probably don't think you like them, if you listen to them, you're probably like,
yeah,
all right. They probably have at least one or two songs. You'd be like, okay, I can get into this, you know? Yeah. They're pretty damn good. I definitely give them a thumbs up.
Oh, yeah. I'm surprised you don't have a Drive-By Truckers poster.
I don't.
Dude.
I know, and it's like, because I have a lot of the posters that I've seen concerts, but I have a lot of concerts I've gone to. I don't have posters to do, so.
At Verizon, anyone can trade in their old phone for a new one on us with Unlimited Ultimate. Which means everyone in your family could get a new phone and stay on your family plan, keeping you close.
Hey, Mom, you you seen my toothbrush?
Yeah, I'm almost done with it.
Oh, maybe too close. Trade-in and additional terms apply. See Verizon.com for details.
And that was one that was like, it just wasn't available. It wasn't like they were just selling them at the damn front, too. So
yeah, that's what's crazy about really bands like that and their artwork. It's really exclusive.
It is. Yeah. It was just like that one right there. It was just happened to be. That was their first fucking show, like, going out, first EP, Flyleaf. Yeah. Like, and just so happened they had that. And they were, I mean, it was free because they were trying to get out there, you know? Yeah, so I just how I had to just go say hey and meet them and get them signed. That was it.
Yeah, but I remember you used to meet them back in the day. That's what's crazy.
Just to kind of wrap it back, y'all are kind of giving me ideas, but like that for Dirty Center Tonight, the gift I gave.
Yeah.
That print.
Yeah.
That's for an art club. There's only so many of them that exist.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. I saw that. Cool. I was like, damn, that's pretty sweet.
But like,
and it got stolen.
Yeah.
That was
it was a Dirty Center gift that got stolen.
It should have been stolen more than once. I pity the fool that didn't know what he had.
What he got. Yeah.
Same with, like, when it comes to, like, the Porch Fest stuff, for this coming year, like, I'm glad y'all said that because, like, I think there is that kind of memorabilia kind of aspect of it. Like, maybe not even at first, maybe not for a long time, maybe not ever. But I think, like, some of that stuff will be kind of cool.
Yeah, we do need that.
Why don't we do that this year?
I have them for every year, Danny.
Well, I know, but, like, I mean,
we can mount them up.
Well, yeah. I'll run the booth. Let's do it. We'll have the booth. We'll have hats, shirts, posters.
Make them up.
Let's do it. Let's make this happen.
Yeah.
We got time. We can make it happen.
Yeah, let's do this. Got a couple months.
I'd like to do a lot of, like, a couple. Like, you do a run. And I want to do, like, several different runs.
Yeah.
Yeah, all this sounds good. You
got to try to see if we can get a list of everybody that's going to be there.
That's what I did. We made 88 shirts and we sold 88.
Yeah.
You know how you have the Bush Reagan kind of for the Porch Fest?
Yeah.
I think you twist it.
No, we did that because 2024 was an election year.
Yeah.
Like, 2025, we were going to do it, like, kind of like... Actually, like, more your style. We were going to do it, like, campy,
like kind of
deadheady.
No, that'd be cool. I like that.
Like, maybe do, like, some
kind of... Maybe tie-dyed shirts.
Yeah.
Might hook that up.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Have a little fun this year.
I know.
We have tie-dye and solid.
I know just some dye taste. Guys.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
What else, boys? What else is good?
Man, it is harvest time.
Woo! Harvest time for you.
Yeah. Well, you can't bring it up if you can't talk about it, dude.
Well, I can talk about it. It looks like we're going to hit around 400 pounds.
Ooh.
And
of what, John?
A cannabis. Some reefers. If y'all didn't know, I help grow weed now. It's pretty cool. I work for one of the biggest grows in the state. Or the biggest grow in the state, actually.
Mississippi. How about that?
Pretty much the biggest grow in any medical market. Just strictly medical market. We're eventually going to have 10 rooms. Right now we have 4 running. Hope to get about 400 pounds out of each room.
And I got to tell you...
Well, that's more than 400 pounds. If you get 4 out of each room.
Yeah. Well, we're only harvesting 1 room this week.
There you go, yeah.
People like John, with their interests and what they're into, for them to be allotted and to be able to work into a field like that to what they're actually into and care about.
Yeah.
Man, I'm happy for you.
I'm very happy for you. That'd be like me managing the Deftones. Shit. Yeah.
I feel like waking's up a little bit easier for you.
Yeah, after you wake up, it's easier. You're like, oh yeah.
It's like, I still gotta wake up.
Yeah, I still gotta wake up. But I get woke up, I'm like, shit. I'm ready to go today.
Let's go.
Yeah, that's good.
Gotta go check on my babies because I'm in charge of the bedroom. So we got a bunch of clones in there right now. and I have to take care of them and baby.
Hey, grab some Christmas gifts, Danny. I think that'll heighten us up a little bit.
Yeah, man.
I wanted to share some of these things with you, huh?
I'm super excited for Porch Fest this year, man.
Why is that?
Because I'm going to actually be more present this year than I was last year.
I appreciate that.
Hell, I can't even remember what I did.
Last year?
Yeah, I think I came up there early, and then I left. And then I came back just in time for the comedians.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to say, I can tell you real quick and easy what you did. Not shit.
Yeah.
I got this decanter. Huh?
That is pretty sweet.
Look at that. You know, I felt like maybe somebody went to like a Hobby Lobby and got this. Maybe they threw a nice Halloween party. You could have this. Yes. And, you know, like after Halloween, you really don't want to keep it in your house because you're not a...
To be like or not to be. Not a weirdo like me.
Not a sick fuck.
Skulls all over my room.
And they decided to gift it away at Christmas, but like I picked it up and I was like, if I am to keep it, because I was kind of midway on the Dirty Santa, okay, I was number 11, and I was like, I think this is a pretty safe gift to steal. And that's what I did, and I got...
Yeah, the guy that got it said I already got one of those.
He's a hard guy.
Yeah.
We can have two.
Well, that's where that dumbass fucked up, huh?
Yeah.
Thank you, dumbass.
His mistake.
Then it comes to what I got.
Oh, that's fucking sweet.
Look at the little jukebox here.
Turn the light on.
We finna hook it up.
Turn it on.
Little jukebox. It's got the little numbers and everything
nice.
In the front.
That's right.
Y'all ready? Y'all ready for this? Yeah. What about this one?
What the fuck?
Oh, here we go. Get the whole Michael Jackson going on.
All right,
that was it.
Yeah.
That was
kind of
cool, though.
I mean, ASCAP, BMI, thank you very much.
Okay. Hey, got the whole jukebox going on right here. Oh, just Christmas tree rock.
Oh, yes. And Johnny's got his present in the car.
I got this cool ass tapestry.
He got a cool ass tapestry.
It's actually really cool. It's got UFOs, aliens.
Yeah, it's right up his alley.
Universe. And then somebody stole the motherfucker from me.
Oh, yeah. And he stole it back.
And then I stole it back.
We went straight filthy Santa.
Yeah, it was dirty, dirty Santa.
You know, that was one of the quickest dirty Santas I ever...
It was. For as many people that were doing it, yeah, it was pretty quick.
That's because we was all about it. We're like, give me that.
Yeah. It was one after another.
I've been in some games that just took hours. It was up to a point to where, like, three quarters away, and ain't everybody pulled, and you were like, I just want to go home.
I just want to be done with
I just want to leave.
Yeah. It flowed very well, I think.
Yeah, I think it was a good... Christmas in July party.
It was a good time. Yeah, that's what it felt like.
July.
I told you. Yeah.
July and Christmas.
July and Christmas. Yeah. That's what it felt like.
We love. Oh gosh.
Oh, the food.
Oh,
food.
The food.
Is there
is
a green
wild.
Light on the right side of that computer?
Yes,
right?
Sir.
You're good.
It's fine. It's just freaking out.
The food.
It's a little food.
They were going to roast a whole pig, but instead...
That's pretty hard to do.
Yeah, I mean...
If you don't know a hog farmer.
They could have done it, but they decided just to do four whole butts instead, which is...
That's a lot of meat. That
wow.
was
not even was a, all that.
That hell, that was too much. You could have just did two.
That was a lot. Yeah,
we were going to get a 150-pound hog. Why?
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 Yeah.
Y'all still gonna have 40 pounds of meat left over at least.
Yeah. Probably half. But hey,
it was delicious, though. That's all that matters.
Yeah, Alex, how do you pronounce Alex's last name?
Centino.
Centino. Did a fantastic job.
Beautiful.
Flowers.
Yes.
Yeah, he gets the flowers carnitas
style
week.
And whatever the other style he did, I don't know. But it was
delicious. It was just barbecue.
Just regular style. Yeah, it was. Yeah.
But he didn't use any like barbecue sauce. He made his own vinegar and beer.
Oh God, it was so good.
Yeah.
Hooked it up.
Thank you.
And then there was lots of sides. The sides,
man, were everything. Everything.
I will say this though.
We love a good side from Kroger.
I was thinking that one thing was macaroni and cheese.
Was it not?
It was not.
It was not macaroni and cheese. I passed some of the. There was so much I couldn't put it all on my plate. So
it had yellow macaroni in it, it looked like macaroni and cheese. But I think they used pimento cheese.
Oh, well, that'd have been
no.
That'd have been something.
Mm-mm. Dude, I'm always worrisome about the sides on a potluck, bro.
Biz did some cornbread salad.
That cornbread salad was pretty damn good.
I ain't never had cornbread salad in my life, but that was good.
That was fucking good.
What the fuck you talking about?
Cornbread salad. Yeah. I ain't never even knew that was a thing. But I was
he asked me, that was good.
Like,
did you get in that cornbread salad?
Yeah. What?
He pulled over.
He pulled over to me and said, hey, he's like, oh, you didn't get it? And I made it. I was like, what'd you make?
I decided tonight my game was because everybody kept asking me about how the food was. Just so I wouldn't offend nobody, I decided I would offend everybody. I told everybody the food sucked.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
It was horrible.
I told everybody, I was like, please stop cooking.
Like, just don't
do this.
That
was awful.
That was god awful. Y'all stop cooking food.
Yeah, I've had those rolls, okay? Two thumbs way down.
That's
okay?
Bread.
I wouldn't feed it to my dog.
Would not feed those rolls.
Okay, let me tell you a little bit about that pork belly. Do you even know anything about cooking?
Yeah.
My nephew could do better in a Play-Doh oven, okay?
Hey, to be honest with you,
I can't even lie like that. Them rolls was fucking...
rolls is fucking fire, wasn't it?
To be honest...
I'm kidding, the food was great. Yeah. We're kidding, okay?
To be honest with you, I'm mad that I didn't take some when he told me to take some.
Yeah.
He's like, please take some with you. And I was like, food. Oh, I ain't...
And the episode is over, we're actually going back to go get leftovers, like,
we might need some after our podcast, you know? I was like, well, man. I don't know.
So, is there any, like...
It's like, Alan's looking in right now. I was like, hold on, y'all still got some shit left?
You text her.
I was like, we hit it that way.
I am.
It's like, what you got left?
Stay in that food left. We coming back. We coming
to it. Again.
That's a good prop.
Yeah, we'll get some.
Thank you.
They had a shark coochie plate and everything.
Yeah, had that shark coochie plate.
Some of that shark coochie. Mm-mm-mm.
Kind of tasted like bologna.
Yeah, a little bit.
Thick bologna.
A little bit. A little cheesy.
About sushi?
No, that shit was spam.
Oh, no, that wasn't spam. That was spam.
That was wasushi.
It was spam. It was
wasushi is fucking, what they call it.
When he told me what it was, I was like, oh, hell yeah. I was like, I've had that before. It was fucking amazing. I was like, oh, snap. It was good.
You like
that? I've had it. My ex-wife has made it for me before.
I don't eat no
it's
spam.
It's very good. I like spam.
Seaweed rice. What?
You spam is good.
Spam, man.
Mm-mm. I don't like spam.
Why, John?
Because it's fluff.
What? Spam ain't. Spam is better.
Elaborate, John, on your throat.
Hey, spam's better than hot dogs.
Shit. I'll eat 10 different brands of hot dogs. Spam's better than hot dogs.
Ain't but one brand of spam, dog.
Yeah, spam. Spam. No, you can get processed ham meat.
Just potted meat.
No, I like potted meat now. But hey, spam, I don't
know. Spam's better than potted meat.
So my mom, she used to cook spam. She would bake it in the oven.
Well, that was her,
with
that
like
was
honey
that
or some shit. It was fucking disgusting.
Yeah, you don't
dude.
Bake it. You gotta fry it in the frying pan. You gotta sizzle it up like some sausage.
It always kind of tasted like something nasty, and I just can't eat it anymore. Yeah. I can't.
I like spam.
You got early.
Spam's good.
Yeah, when I was a kid, man, my mom learned spam.
I saw you eat something like
that. I was like, man, damn fucking. Like,
I saw you try it.
Yeah, I was like,
we
tried it.
He did.
He ate every bite of it.
Yeah, bullshit.
I mean, I ain't gonna lie.
That was the one thing I was like, oh, God.
Oh, no, don't do this. Shoot.
That's Spanish rice, thank you, Claire.
Man, I had the two people that were that made it looking at me while I was eating. I was like, yeah. And it was good. I enjoyed the shit out of it.
Tell everybody, I was like, this thing, everything tastes like shit.
Nobody gets any compliments at all.
That's why I told Mark, just because I didn't want him to get happy because they.
Mark didn't help cook. Mark was drinking a beer while Alex cooked. That's what he means.
He may have picked out the damn marinade. That was about it.
No, you wouldn't even let him do that. Don't even get that messed up. No, no, Mark, you just let him watch. He's banner.
Oh yeah, I can see that.
Just let him talk.
I can see that. It's all good.
And oftentimes he's talking to himself, but that's what you want. You need him to be a little banner.
Make that happen.
Oh, he's good. We let him do that tonight, right? We let him talk. It's good.
It was a fun, night. Fun night. We enjoyed it.
Where does it go from here? 2 Mississippi. 3 Mississippi. Yeah. 4 Mississippi.
What are you counting for?
Tornadoes.
Oh, we had them last night.
We had them last night.
They were all over the place.
It was our wintertime tornado.
Yeah. Power went out for 45 minutes. That was rough.
Shit, it didn't even get bad downtown, man.
No.
It wasn't bad.
Usually downtown was what gets it. Yeah. Usually downtown's like, shit.
I got back to Starkville about 15 minutes before it hit. Everybody saw like it hit the Highlands.
Yeah.
That's on the west side. Yeah. I live on the east side.
Yeah.
Over by the campus and all that. And people were writing me like early this morning. Everything okay?
Because it got rough over there.
Starkville got hit. Yeah, like Starkville usually doesn't get hit.
Starkville got some shit.
No, they got some shit.
They did.
It's been moving west. It's been hitting westerly.
Yeah. Then
every time it hits.
Yeah.
You got a point about that. Over the years,
it's like
Tuscaloosa
Reform got hit.
Uh huh.
Then Columbus
got hit. Carrollton got hit.
Yeah, Carrollton. Yeah,
it did. It hit Columbus one time, but not near as bad.
Yeah.
It did. It hit.
If we could get y'all to cut your weather machines off, you know the type of people that I'm talking about, huh? You know the type. Thank you.
Yeah.
That's why we were sitting there at the Princess, right? And I went up there because that's what I do.
No, he was in his think tank.
Yeah.
And the aquarium.
But I didn't have any festivities going on. It was just a regular old evening.
Just a regular aquarium night.
Oh. Yeah. They were sitting there watching the weather, fish. All freaking out. And I'm like, dude, we're fine. We're in between two rivers. Nothing's gonna happen. And they're like, yeah, it's coming. I'm like, it's gonna be here in 15 minutes. I'm like, the rain is gonna be here in 15 minutes.
It's gonna, it blew through like so fast.
Yeah, it was like,
I was like, damn. I remember I was sitting there, I was like, shit, there, here it comes. I was like, here it is. And then there it goes. I was like, now the power's out. I was like, what the fuck?
They were like, it's getting bad. I'm like, this is gonna be the worst.
This is it. Yeah. Just stop.
I'm like, stop freaking out.
Yeah, it went through fast.
Everything's
fine. My parents, even my mom was like texting me, and she, which is like 20 minutes away, and she was like, oh, the rain's there. I was like, it ain't gonna last long.
That's like, what I told my mom.
I was like, it ain't gonna last. I said, my power's out, but it ain't gonna last long.
The wind's gonna kick for a few minutes, and then it's gonna rain.
I was like, yeah, by the time you text me, shit was gone. I was like, whatever.
We all had a talk with our mother last night, I'm sure.
Yeah, we did.
My mom was, are you home? No.
No.
Let me know when you get home. Okay.
No, shit, my mom was texting me. She was like, watch out for the weather. I was like, the weather's here already. I was like, I'm in the middle of it. I was like, what are you talking about?
Okay.
And
I don't know the young man's name, and I'm sorry I don't, because I think he's great and he cares, and I like that. He does the suspenders and the tie.
Yeah. Oh. You talk about in Tupelo? In Starkville or Tupelo?
Tupelo,
yeah, yeah.
He rules.
Oh, yeah, he is the best.
He rules.
He is the best.
He's like a James fan.
He's got a huge following.
Yeah.
I can't even think of his name, but
Cole was telling me last night, because we were watching the storm at the house.
Yeah.
He was like, we're okay as long as he ain't taking his suspenders off and loosening his tie.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, it's like James Spann
when he takes the damn jacket off. We're all dead.
Yeah, I was like, the less amount of clothes he gets, and if he starts yelling at his staff, we got a problem.
We got to go. Yeah, old dude from Tupelo. He was like on Jimmy Kimmel or something one time too. Like they put like one of his clips when he was like snapping on his
He goes hard.
Yeah.
But his point. He was doing it last night. He pulled up this camera and he's like, oh, I don't guess we have that camera. Won't you work on that? Come on,
let's get this. Huh? Get it up. Yeah.
Pick it up. Moving on.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll get that camera back. Frank.
Yeah.
You think you got that, Frank? Huh?
Yeah, be calling us that whole crew. But I'm like, he is on point, though. He on point.
Oh, we need that. Did y'all see? We had Labrina. Shout out. Crenshaw, thank you. On the live weather stream on Facebook last night said, hey, Mavis, if you don't go get that husband and that brother of his, they are sitting out in that green cow pasture, and I done yelled at them a couple times that a storm is coming, and I am just going to let a God deal with them, huh? If you don't come get them, Mavis, let's go. How many calls did y'all get like that? Were y'all like storm chasers?
I used to be, yeah.
Like, would you stand out on the stoop a little bit? Would you get in your car and move around a little bit, huh?
I used to go like, I see it. Let's go. We're going that way.
Yeah.
There it is. Let's go.
We got the eye.
Ever since I watched Twister when I was fucking in what, 1993?
Oh, God.
I always wanted a red Dodge Ram and... Yeah. I was just gonna like, we're gonna, I'm gonna fill, fucking do it.
We're gonna fill a 55 gallon barrel drum full of
little balls or whatever. Let's just
and,
do it.
And when we get enough of wind, the wind will pick them up out of the.
I've always wanted to do that.
Fly around and we can track the storm. You know this.
Let's go.
As well as I do, let's go.
Well, I just want to ride around with a laptop.
Okay. James Spann says we're about 5 minutes outside the shelf cloud here.
He ain't got his jacket off yet. We're good. We're good.
We're going to be all right, but we're going to be on the cutting edge. They said all the cameras cut out in Pickens County. We have a live camera here. We'll send the feed. Okay, thank you.
Oh, shit. Old dude from Tupelo, I can't remember his name. I don't know why I can't think of his name all of a sudden.
Same. Nap? No.
It's Matt. It's Matt.
It is Matt.
It's Matt, but I can't think of his last name for any reason. But anyway... He stopped in the middle of the damn whole broadcast and everything. He's like, all right, moment of silence for these people right here in this spot right now. Because he's like, it's going on right here. I was like, damn.
Yeah,
he stopped in the middle of broadcast. He's like, all right, like, shut up.
I'm telling you.
I feel these people right now.
I'm telling you.
They're going through it.
Like, I remember being a James Spann guy. Then I moved to the Gulf Coast.
Yeah.
And I would watch the weather, and I was like, y'all ain't even got a weatherman.
James Spann was the man.
And then I come back, and I find that young man.
Yeah. Representing. He was like, this guy's way better. Yeah.
He's way better. he gets upset. He was like, if y'all don't get the shelter, I'm going to lose my mind.
He gets on it. Yep. It's like when the weatherman starts shedding clothes, that's when you got to worry about it.
He's in his underwear. He's like, oh, people are shit. Dead, okay?
He's like, the shitter's full. He's like, we are done here.
I mean, what's another job you could think of that would be fun, like if you had a guy like that? I mean, obviously, when you're in real estate, you know you got a good real estate agent when their billboard is on every damn billboard.
Like, a million. Like in Alabama, was it Alex?
That's a lawyer.
Oh, that's Alexander a lawyer. Still, yeah. He's
got Mama Justice, huh?
Mama Justice. Mama Justice. Everywhere.
And I got a law officer down there. Huh?
I mean, eventually, I mean, it's going to be everywhere, you know?
Call Mama Justice. Stop.
Call your mama. And then call Mama Justice.
Don't call interrupt Mama Justice. Die. Just kidding.
No. She got like 7 offices, like in
I like that she's
6 mile radius.
her office in Columbus is in an old bank building. That's hilarious.
Yeah, that's the one down here on Main Street. Yeah. She took it over. We're like, all right.
Bad thing. Anything else you can think of before we take a break?
I mean, this is the end of the year, guys. This is 2024 at its best. This is it. It's been a ride. We thought 2020 was a ride. 2024
ain't over.
2024
Next episode. We got some countdowns of what the fuck happened. Jeez. In 2024, guys. We got some things going on.
Some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a huge inheritance. But a phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard for a new one on us. Just trade in any phone from our top brands with select unlimited plans. $829.99 purchase with new smartphone line on select unlimited plans. Minimum $90 per month with auto pay plus taxes and fees for 36 months required. Less $830 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Trade-in terms apply. Payoff phone requires smartphone purchase and port-in with new smartphone line on select plan. Must provide most recent bill showing payoff amount of eligible phone. Additional terms apply.